Speaking of death. Speaking of death. Speaking of death. Speaking of death.
Death walks with me just a few feet away. We never been introduced, I hope we don't meet today. Right hand man, but when I'm playing hockey and skating on thin ice, stands to my left and mocks me, playfully summoning gargantuan goons to knock me through the boards, conveniently unlock the surprise, have me awkwardly spilling into the bench. The momentum of the check wrenched my neck, then I was on the ground, relieved that I hadn't kicked off. The flea flicker of fate intercepted and picked off. The parasite eagerly about to burrow ticked off. Living like pipskid, sure that I would die young. The tar's tangible in my lungs. And ever since I decided to try some other poison, seems like I've been on a self-destructive mission. Which in another jam I might joke about being tradition. In this instance is a vivid depiction of close calls, like drunkenly diss and dope rappers completely out of my jurisdiction, or my past addiction and getting completely pissed and starting the pistons on the family's former car pumping, packing my pipe on my lap and waiting for something interesting to start bumping. On brave new waves I parole the perimeter, have my share of close shaves, wavering within a sliver of oncoming traffic. My antics as a passenger are more drastic. Everyone frantically rushed at the rod falling out. I was upset because the bottle I clutched was crushed. It's unbelievable that my mug wasn't mushed when I flushed into the slush out the moving vehicle. I do a dead on impression of Evel Knievel with the story for every scar, met with the hearty heart when I explained the one in the back of my head came as a result of jumping on the bed. Yeah, some were innocent and others I deserved. Old man Death's pride injured when a kid works up the nerve to test him. Me, you'll get put in your place, wearing the most solemn expression upon your face.
I remember the first time I saw a corpse, though to remember my grandfather that way seems warped. But this dwarf who would one day be me couldn't understand how someone who was supposed to be gone was sporting a suit and tie and looking comfy, better than I'd last seen him, and that was just on Monday. That's how life goes, I heard somebody say. The cancer takes over and the body crumbles away. So here was this body before me, real yet inanimate, but telling a story by those who helped write its pages but never knew the novel of one life form's experience and obstacles toppled. Foot traveled and flavors tasted, places stayed and memories made in many stages set, so lessons learned would never be forgotten, as so many more are missed without an option. Each concoction and chemical balance, physical vehicle to experience the awesome power in existence. Everything living seems to express its own vision, something different with every breath. That's the positive influence of death, as we come to accept that which we cannot dissect.
Like with me holding the microphone, but them providing the movement, you know.